Well, if you're planning on leaving out a beverage for Santa this Christmas Eve in the Greater Dublin area, maybe don't make it a glass of water. Irish water is appealing to all in the region, and that includes parts of Kildare, Meath and Wicklow, to be mindful of the use of water over the Christmas period. Now, this comes only weeks after around 600,000 people in Dublin had to boil their water due to quality issues. Well, Tom Cuddy from Irish Water is joined us in studio. Thank you very much, Tom, for coming in. What's the problem now?
Well, essentially in the Greater Dublin area, the supply-demand balance for drinking water is on the line. Our production capacity has reduced somewhat, and there's an inexorable increase in demand from households and from businesses as we come through the winter.
So there are more homes, more businesses using more water, and you simply don't have enough of it. Why is this?
Well, essentially this is a narrowing gap, the headroom between what we can produce and what's demanded. And that has narrowed even further this year. And in particular, our production capacity has been reduced because we have constrictions at some of our treatment plants, in particular Leixlip, as you'd be aware. We're keen to raise people's awareness about this. You know, it's very important that people are aware that they conserve water where they can, that they check their plumbing and that they report leaks.
So there is works going on at the Leixlip plant, we know that, and they're not due to be completed until the middle of next year. So yes. Are we really looking at sort of a rolling warning until then over the consumption of water, or is this a specific issue related to these couple of weeks?
Well, it's a combination, but absolutely, you're right there, Carol, that it is a rolling issue. It's an enduring situation that we'll have for several months. While we have ramped back the treatment plant in order to give ourselves the capacity to do the upgrade works, it means that we have a constraint on our capacity at Leixlip, and that obviously reflects across the entire Dublin region, because our other plants are all at their max at this stage to make up the balance.
And since that problem was identified a few weeks ago, you're doing the works, but in the broader picture, what has been done to make the whole system fit for purpose?
Well, there's a huge amount of work going on all of the time. In the short term, we've reconfigured the network so that we can get the maximum from all of our plants, so that there's water distributed everywhere. We have ongoing big investment in leakage reduction. We're repairing 1,500 leaks per month at the moment. There's a lot of upgrade works, including what's happening at Leixlip and elsewhere. And all of these works will help to reinforce and strengthen and improve the capacity and security of the network and of the plants.
And leaks continue to be a huge problem. You want people to look out for leaks, and also the whole issue of burst pipes as the weather gets colder. That can really knock you back.
Well, certainly both ourselves and the public and householders and business owners need to be winter ready and winter aware. There are the obvious winter challenges of cold weather. There's also, as we find at this time of year, there's an increase in demand in customer use, particularly in businesses. And there's a lot that people can do to safeguard themselves and to keep an eye out and report leaks.
Okay, and are we expecting any kind of crisis over the Christmas period, or are you just kind of preparing for what might happen?
Well, essentially the situation is right on the line, but it's stable as it is now. Occasionally we have had crises.
Stable but critical, it sounds like.
Well, indeed, because we don't have headroom in the event of some event, a very sharp and prolonged frost, for example.
Okay, so everybody needs to be mindful of their use of water then.
Well, in households, workplaces, to use less, but also if premises are vacant, the people check the plumbing, they make sure that they check their tanks, outside taps and so on, so that the risk of bursts, people don't want to come back to a ceiling having come down or a floor having come up.
And you're recommending leave a bit of heat on if you're leaving your house for a week at Christmas, a low-level heat?
Oh, for sure. Like burst pipes within a building can cause a lot of trouble indeed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tom Cuddy from Irish Water, thanks for joining us. It's 7:45.